Relax the tension in your body. Become completely still. Be aware only of your breath now. Become completely still and relax all the tension in your body. And bring your attention to the base of your spine. As we inhale, we're going to gather feet at the base of our spine. Pulling in heat energy to the base of the spine. Exhale up the back of your spine into the brain. Then inhale to the base of the spine. Exhale to the spleen, which is at the left of the breast. Inhale again to the base of the spine. Exhale up your spine and to the back of your brain. Inhale and draw heat again at the base of the spine. You only need to gently shift your awareness to these areas, and don't worry, as soon as you shift your awareness and focus, it will become so. So again, inhaling, base of the spine, exhaling to the pranic center and the spleen. Inhaling, base of the spine, exhaling to the back of the brain. Remembering that everything is in motion. There is nothing that does not escape motion. Even your own gaze, or the gaze of your awareness. And where you cast your awareness, there becomes a vortex. Okay, now we're going to direct this energy between the spleen, which is on the left of the chest, under the rib cage, to the top of the chest, to just above the diaphragm. And to the back between the shoulder blades, creating a triangle of energy. With your movement, inhale once, exhale to the next center. So inhale first on the spleen, exhale to the diaphragm. Inhale again on the diaphragm, and exhale to the back. Exhale on the, or inhale, excuse me, on the back. Exhale to the spleen. Inhale to the spleen. Exhale to the chest. Inhale to the chest. Exhale to the back of the spine in between the shoulder blades. Inhale to the shoulder blades. Exhale to the spleen. Inhale to the spleen. Exhale to the chest. And continue going. Golden triangle. If you have your eyes closed, you can actually start to see this triangle, because the more that your symbolic understanding and symbolic truth becomes aligned with the way things are, the clearer your perception of what's really going on becomes, the more you're able to interpret that reality. And you'll be able to see it very clearly visually. An image of three spheres hanging in space. Two spheres directly connected vertically with one another, and another, the apex, is actually at the spleen, as you notice. So it's almost like an equilateral triangle pointing towards the spleen. The spleen is the center which receives the etheric radiance coming from the three central suns of the system. Become conscious of the connection of the middle triangle to the lower triangle. And then we're going to bring our attention to the back of the head. Beginning the third triangle, the triangle of the monad. Another triangle is formed between the back of the head, the forehead, and the center of the brain. Not the direct forehead, but the area pushing towards the forehead. Release all the tension in your body and become aware of the connection between the upper triangle and the middle triangle. Connect the centers in your mind together. And see how the shapes reflect each other. Or don't reflect each other. Either way, mentally map out in your mind the points which they connect. Back, back, and back. Center, center, and center. Forward, left, and down. Each of these spheres are pouring their energy into the other, blending and forming beautiful colors in your aura. Let us be ever grateful for this transcendental experience of reality. Let these transcendental energies wash from us out to the whole of the lower kingdoms of the earth. For that is our duty. That is our charge as stewards of the earth plane, as the angels of the earth plane. The Celts knew it, Chinese geomancers knew it, Native Americans knew it and know it still. Always these energies will descend from you onto the earth plane. But with your love, permission, gratitude, things are much stronger and smoother, as there is less mental blockage.